To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hi there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 24th of February, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. All right, did you wake up this morning thinking, I wonder if we need a universal speech translator that's possibly powered by AI? Could it be a thing? Well, Meta thinks it can be. Yes, the folks at Meta, Facebook/Instagram/WhatsApp, have got a whole new set of ambitions. They want to work on an AI project that will actually benefit everybody around the world. Now, of course, this was announced as part of an event focusing on the broad ranges of benefits of Meta. But for now, this seems to actually be the one that would be most beneficial. That being the ability to communicate with anyone in any language. Meta says they want to overcome these challenges for people, and by doing this, they will deploy a new machine learning technique, and it will be in two specific areas. The first, what they're calling the No Language Left Behind. That will concentrate on building AI models that can actually learn to translate languages using fewer training examples. The second will be the Universal Speech Translator, and this will aim to build systems that directly translate speech in real time, and in doing so without the need for a written component to serve as an intermediary. Well, we finally got a good idea what the next PlayStation VR 2 headset's going to look like. Plus, not only that, Sony's also given us a little bit more detailed shots of the Sense 2 controllers. Now, as far as the headset goes, it's actually pretty similar to the previous model. It actually only adds a little bit of enhancements, one of those being a lens adjustment dial, and there's also a new vent design. The design is actually meant to match the PS5 and its accessories. And those smoother curves, well, they carry right on down to the controllers, too, which actually carry some tiny PlayStation symbols, just like the ones on the PS5. However, though, you might need to get your magnifying glass out. Yeah, they're pretty small. Now, even though Sony's given us a look of what's to come, they sure haven't told us any more than that. So by the looks of it, we're still a long way off from getting a release date. But at least they exist. On paper, anyways. And finally, here's some good news, Ring users. Yes, I'm talking about the smart home security company. They're expanding their compatibilities. But before you really start jumping up and down and going, yay, yeah, you're going to have to pay for it. Yes, Ring is about to add the cameras to support the ONVIF. That would be the Open Network Video Interface Forum. That is the open standard that allows devices to communicate with one another when they're actually made by different manufacturers. Of course, not all cameras are going to get along with one another, and starting off support is a little bit, well, it's kind of small. But it seems we can expect support for ONVIF compatible devices that actually meet these criteria. Ones that support the video stream of 1080p or lower, support for H.264 encoding, and they have to have a valid password set. Oh, and that one thing I mentioned to you before, yeah, get ready to shell out $20 extra a month. That's for Ring customers. Yes, it will all be part of the Ring Protect Pro subscription plan. But hey, maybe it's worth it for convenience of everything just getting along. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. You need to get over there and check out all the BTN content. Fantastic podcast coming from the British Tech Network, including the latest photo show. It's up over there right now. If you're into photography and tech, it's a must-needed show that you got to check out. Hey, and speaking of checking out, check us out on our official social destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and the Slack room with our BTN community by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, hope you have a great Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.